The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf in Zvachim is daf Tzadi Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Tzadi on the Beit, directly at the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. So till now we have established that there are two different systems in which we determine the Kedima. Which one is it that's supposed to come first? We have the system of Kol HaTadur Michavera, with which we began. So anything that is more consistent, we'll see precisely how to define that as we go along, precedes that which is less. Then we have the other system, which is whatever is considered to be more mikudash, as in something in it that is an additional element of Kedusha. Now, for the first time, the Gemara is interested in knowing which of those two systems precedes the other. So suppose you have Iboilu, Tadir u'mikudash, is a Me'am Kona. You suppose you're faced with a choice between following the din of Tadir, which case the Tadir would precede, or the Mikudash, which would be the opposite din, and the Mikudash would precede. So, Ezmeim Kodem, Tadir Kodem, Mishum de Tadir, Obdom Mikudash Kodem de Kodesh. We've never established the interrelationship between these two different approaches to the din. So, in other words, let's say you have Sefer Rosh Kodesh and you have the Par Ha'edah. So, then one of them would be Tadir, obviously. But the other one is Mikudash, in terms of the levels of Kapora. So we don't have any indication so far which one we should do. Tashma, we can bring a raya from the simple din that Tmidim are Kodmim Lemusafim. If Tmidim are Kodmim Lemusafim, they're Kodmim, even though by definition the Musafim have in that an additional value, right? I mean, they have the fact that the shame of the specific Kedusha, this is the Musaf of Shabbos, this is the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and so on, which would make them, by definition, more Kodesh. So why in the world do you have any question? By definition, the Makor of the Limud of Tadir is talking about a case where it was Mekudesh. So Afa Gav the Musaf in Kedusha. It says, well, what exactly makes you say that? You think that when it's Shabbos, that the Shabbos has to do with the Musaf, but not with the Shachris. And the Shachris of Shabbos is also the Shachris of Shabbos. It's not just the Musaf is the Musaf of Shabbos. So what you're saying, Otu Shabbat, that shame Shabbat, the Musafina Hanoi, it only helped to upraise the level of the Musaf. But L'tmidim lo Hanoi, obviously it helps across the board. Toshma, how about Musvei Shabbat Kodmin L'Musvei Rosh Chodesh? How about if it's Musaf Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh? It says Shabbat comes first, despite the fact that the Rosh Chodesh is Mekudash. We'll have the same question over there. At the Rosh Chodesh L'Musafim Didei Ahani L'Musafei Shabbat Lo Ahani. I mean, what are you referring to? The Rosh Chodesh is saying is more Kodesh. Now, in what sense is it more Kodesh? Because it has, first of all, as the shame of the Moed. It's one of the Moedim, because you're Kore, Rosh Chodesh. So in that sense, it has an additional value. But also, Rashi says, also the Shita brings over here in the Rashi, that it contains in it Korbonis that are Mechaper unto Masmikdash V'Kedeshav, and therefore it has a very special value. And here too, it says the Gemara, Otu Rosh Chodesh B'Safim Didei Ahani L'Musafei Shabbat Lo Ahani. What do you think? That Rosh Chodesh is only meaningful for itself, and not for everything else that is being done on Rosh Chodesh. It turns everything into Rosh Chodesh. This is the Makor of the din of the Gra, that an Ovel can't daven Shacharit on Rosh Chodesh either. Not only can't daven Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, because of the Moed element. Because the Rosh Chodesh makes the Shacharit also a Moed element. Okay, he says, well, how about this? Rosh Chodesh, we have Musvei Toshma, Musvei Rosh Chodesh, that obviously every Rosh Hashanah is a Rosh Chodesh. So the din is that the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh would come before the Musafim of Rosh Hashanah because they're Tadirim. Afa Gav the Rosh Hashanah is more Kodesh, it's Asur B'Malacha, and so on. So therefore, you see that the Tadir is more important. And says the Gemara, same thing. Atu Rosh Hashanah, Musvei Didei Ahani. Same addition. So Rosh Hashanah is also a special Rosh Chodesh, not just any Rosh Chodesh. Okay, Tashma. Let's get into a question that is based on the same premises as the precedence rules when it comes to Zvachim. And that is when it comes to brachot. We have the same exact question. The famous machloket between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai as to which bracha you make first when you're making kiddush. Do you make the Birkat HaYom first and then the Birkat HaYayin? Or the Birkat HaYayin first, as we do, I'll leave it at Beit Hillel, and then the Birkat HaYom. So the din over there is that the Birkat HaYayin comes first, I'll leave it at Beit Hillel, and he explains over there that the Birkat HaYayin is tidira, because it's there all the time, or Birkat HaYom is not tidira. And therefore, tadir v'sheno tadir, tadir kod. So that would show you that even though the Birkat HaYom clearly is Kaddish, I mean, that the whole point of Birkat HaYom is to make Kiddush, so you make Kaddish Yom HaShabbat. And the Yayin is a secular thing. You make the same bracha, Bori Pre HaGefen, across the board. Here too, says the Gemara, I understand. Why do you think that the bracha of Yayin on Shabbat is less Kaddish than the bracha of Kiddush on Shabbat? The Kiddush is not only the Kiddush that's the Kiddush of the bracha of the Yom, it's the same Kiddush in the Birkat HaYayin. So, Otu Shabbat, the Birkat HaYom HaHanai, the Birkat HaYayin, Lo HaHanai, it's exactly the same thing that we've been discussing here of the various Musafim. Tashma. Yomar Rabbi Yochanan, Halakha Mitpalel Adam Shel Mincha, V'Yachakach Shel Musafim. So you see that the din is that once Zman HaMincha has arrived and a person has not davened Mincha, he should first daven Mincha and then Musaf. He says the Musaf is more Kodesh, and nonetheless the Mincha is more Tadir. And here too, of course, same question. Otu Shabbat only makes the Musaf more Kodesh. The Tvilat Musafim Anai. You think that a Mincha on Shabbat doesn't have the same darg of the Kiddushat Shabbat that the Musaf does the same thing? The Tvilat Mincha Lo Anai. Okay, so let's move on now to the Mishnah that discussed Shlomim Shel Emesh and Chatat V'Asham Shel Yom. Now over here, we are going to definitely have to take Rashi's approach in the Mishnah. And we're not talking about the Achila, because the Gemara is not interested here in Achila. It's talking about the Akrova. And Rashi indeed brought, you will recall, the Tosefta that discussed that. According to Tosas, the Tosefta is a whole different halacha, not referring to the thing in the Mishnah. We don't use the same words. But that Tosefta indeed is referring to Akrova. Our Mishnah was talking about the din of Achila. Okay, so either this is a reference back to the Mishnah, Aliba Rashi, or it's a reference to the Braita, which talks about exactly the same case when it comes to the actual korban that has not as yet been shechted. So here it says, the shlomim of emesh, and the chatat v'asham shel hayom, the shlomim shel emesh would be kodem. But why are the shlomim shel emesh kodem? Only because of that special halacha of the bizoyan of having yesterday's korban hang around. But if both of them were hayom, then chatat v'asham would come before the shlomim, even though there's obviously, now here we get into the issue that we raised at the beginning, even though clearly shlomim are brought more frequently than a chatat v'asham, because nidavot, oh, she can't be menade, but asham and a chatas. So if we understand the word todir to mean more frequent, which was the Uncle Art translation, so then this would be a riot. However, since that translation is wrong, as we pointed out, and says the Gemara, why are you confusing frequent with todir? Matsui kamrit. Todir kami boila. Matsui lo kami boila. We're not asking about frequent. We're asking about consistent. What does it have to do? So there's a lot of shlomim, no? You tell me that there's 10 million shlomim brought a year, yeah, maybe all in one day. I mean, what does that have to do? Well, you tell me on a particular day it's consistent to bring a shlomim. Why is it consistent to bring a shlomim? There's no prevalence. Okay, there's no consistency. I don't know. Prevalence. He's using prevalence instead of frequent, of course. Because, yeah.
No, the prevalence for Matsui.
Yeah, instead of frequent for Matsui. It's more prevalent. Again, the problem is that frequent has gotten confused in people's mind with frequent per unit because of the use of frequency. But it's not really true. Frequent is Matsui. Frequent and consistent is frequency. That over the course of a second, you'll have 10,000 of these waves, let's say. That's frequency. But it's frequency within a set time. Over here, we don't have that.
Matsui?
Matsui is, that's which it would be Matsui. It would be very frequent. But it doesn't show a consistent Matsui. The consistency is Todir, right? So that's why we use today Tether for frequency that is consistent.
Tadir, again, in modern Hebrew, is the frequency, meaning waves per second. So the same thing over here would be korbanot per yom. What are your per diem korbanot? Right. So who's to say, says Rava, that Matsui has any meaning? We're not, the fact that there's a lot of shlomim, but it's all basically random. It happens to be that over the course of a year, there's more shlomim, but there's certainly no specific time. I have to bring a shlomim today. We're asking about Tadir Umakudesh. We never discussed Matsui, now did we? But there's a machlokes that's dependent on how to understand the Gemara that comes as to whether he's saying lo komi boy, that we never asked whether Mekudesh is more chashuv than Matsui. But I'm not denying that Matsui may not have a value in terms of relative to Dirut, or whether he's saying whoever discussed Matsui, and Matsui has no meaning whatever, according to Rav. Now we'll see that the Gemara here actually starts discussing that issue. Omele Ravuna bar Yehuda Rava, you're telling me that something which is frequent does not have the value of being on the same level as consistent. Lav tadir. V'atanya otzi et ha-pesach she'eino tadir. V'lo otzi et ha-mila she'hi tadira. Over there it's talking about the raya of asher lo te'asena and the chiyav of chata. So kol mitzvot asher lo te'asena. So we're saying, okay, dafka lo tase. But there are also the v'nichrita on asay too. Pesach and Mila. So this is coming to tell me that in order to be chayav chatat, you would have to be over on a lo taaseh, says the Gemara, but maybe that would only be the korban, I should be motzi the korban Pesach, because how often is there a korban Pesach? So then I understand there's no chayav chatat for not bringing a Pesach. But for not being mekayim mitzvat mila, which is the only other karet out of mitzvat aseh, maybe that I shouldn't be motzi. Now, in what sense is mila tadir? You're saying because on an average, there's more brit milas a day than there are carbon pesachs. That's true, but it has nothing to do with the consistency. I mean, and if all of the males were all born on one day, so then, I mean, it wouldn't be tadir. It wouldn't be more tadir than the pesach. Suppose all males are born only once every 2 years. I mean, it's a coincidence. It's the pesach that is tadir. Ah, no, you misunderstand. When it says tadir over there, it doesn't mean tadir in the sense of often. It's tadir in the sense of tadira b'mitzvot. Now, Rashi learns tadira b'mitzvot means that the Torah more consistently addresses the chiyav of mila or the brit of mila. Since there's 13 different occasions in which the Torah discusses briti, and that makes it tadir b'mitzvot. Some of the acronym suggests that tadir b'mitzvot is something entirely different. It means that, just as the Gemara says, that David HaMelech remembered he always is being Mekayim in the mitzvah of Mila. So it's Pesach, you're Mekayim as you're doing it, but Mila is a consistent mitzvah. But in any event, it certainly doesn't mean simply often. Or maybe it does, you know. But there is a difference between more or less often and often as it's used relative to Pesach. That's a completely different idea. It's true that Mila Legabe Pesach is so consistently part of your life that is considered to be Tadir. Because you're talking about something that happens once a year with something that you're always being bombarded with. So I understand that that has an additional value of being the equivalent. But it's certainly not going to suggest that when it comes to shlomim and chatas, I mean, that those are there all the time. Because well, there's much more shlomim. What's the difference if there's more? More isn't the issue. But always versus almost never, that indeed would be similar to Tadir perhaps. Iboilo, I have another question. Let us say, we've spoken about what to do lechatchila, Tadir, Mekudesh. How about if you have a, so forget about the complications of Tadir versus Mekudesh. You have a Tadir b'sheino Tadir. The precedence is clear. You went ahead now, and you did the wrong thing, and you shechted the eino Tadir. Now what do you do? Do you now stop and say, oh my gosh, I made a mistake, I shechted it, I shouldn't do the zrika, I should stop, have a kohen busily stir the blood to prevent it from coagulating, go over now and do the shkita on what is tadir, complete its avoda, and come back and finish up the zrika? Or do I stop only after I finish what I've done and finish up the zrika of what I already shechted? So mi amrinan, do we say that in this case, given the shechte, makrivle, having already been shechted, I mean, so already fine, so finish up your avoda. In other words, is there an advantage in terms of precedence for that which has already begun, which will always take precedence over that which has not as yet begun? Or perhaps each Aveda has to be determined in terms of its precedence, and we would be Yahiv Li'achar, should we give it to someone else to the Maharaj Bidamo who should sit there and continue to stir the dham while I go ahead and a makriv Layla Tadir and then go ahead and be makriv Layla Tadir. Omar Revuna Misura, well, we can get back to that same Raya. Again, the question whether it's the Mishnah, like Rashi learns, whether it's the Tosfos, whether it's the Tosefta, as the Tosfos learns, in which we have the case of Shlomim Shel Emesh, and Chatat V'Hasham Shel Ayom, Shel Emesh Kodem L'Shel Yom. So why is that? Because of the fact that it's been lying around here waiting since yesterday to do the Shechit. But suppose it wouldn't have been lying around here since yesterday. So there wouldn't have been that level of bizoyan for Kochi. And it would have been the similar circumstances, which I'll explain in a moment, but it would all be from the same day. Hadiyom dumya de emesh. Suppose we'd have similar circumstances. What do I mean by similar circumstances? That I went ahead and I shechted the shlomim. Now, it's certainly not very polite to be sitting there stirring the blood and ignoring the shlomim and to go ahead and do something else. Nonetheless, the implications are that if I was kodim shechted the shlomim, then nonetheless, that's precisely what I would do. Because then I wouldn't have the advantage of it being all the way from the day before. And I would have gone ahead and done the chatas v'ashem kadmei. Well, yes and no. I mean, maybe the meaning in the Mishnah, when it talks about shlomim of emesh and chatas v'ashem of the day, is not talking about where I have the option of shechting one or the other. I shechted both of them. Now the question is, having shechted both of them, okay, now what do I do about the zrika? So there we're talking about, since one of them was from the day before, would make sense that you would go ahead and do the one, but in this case, where I did shecht both of them, I understand that obviously I'm going back to the regular order. But if I'm going to have to mivaza one or the other, I mean, certainly I'm going to take the tadir kaidem. But still, that wasn't your question. Your question was where I started on the shechita. Should I now interrupt before doing the zrika? Go ahead and shecht the other one. That I don't know what the din would be for that. Maybe avalo shechtin and tarvayef. I wouldn't be in a position where both of them were shechted. Then indeed, I still have my question. So then tibayelacha, you still have to ask that question. But the only chiddush of emesh kodem shlomim shel emesh kodem is talking about where I went ahead and shechted both. But I first shechted the chatas at the shlomim. You're right. I first shechted the chatas. But since the shlomim was there from before, the day before, I'm in tapel in the shlomim. Fine. That has nothing to do with our issue now, does it? If I both of them shechted in front of us, Gabi Kadima. Okay, Toshma. How about getting back to the same exact machlokas that we had earlier between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about Kiddush Hayom? When it comes to Kiddush Hayom, you have exactly this question. The moment that Shabbat came, there was a mitzvah to be Mekadesh the Yom. The mitzvah on the Yayin, I mean, there's no wine. I can't make a birchas Yayin until the wine comes to the table. So basically, my situation is that it's already too late, so to speak. I already shechted the one which was not Tadir, because Shabbat already arrived. Nonetheless, you tell me, despite the fact that I already shechted the Shabbos, since now I have the one which is more Tadir, I should follow the Tadir. So apparently I wait for the Shabbos, meaning I don't do the Zrikas Adam on the Shabbos, so to speak. I don't do the Birchas HaKiddush. And instead, I switch over to the Tadir, which is the Ayin. So that would mean that we would do the same thing in this case. So there's your answer. So let's say, Toshma, as Beit Hillel explains, Davar Acher, Birkat HaYayin Tadira, U'Birkat HaYomina Tadira, V'Tadir V'Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So he's still tining that the Tadir is Kodem, even though the Shabbos, which was the Eino Tadir, had already arrived and was shechted, so to speak, because there was already a chiyuv of going ahead and bringing it to you see. And that was before there was any wine available. So you see that if I went ahead and shechted the Eino Tadir, Bereisha, I would be mafsik and I would go ahead and bring the Tadir, which is what I do over here. I bring the Yayin, even though the Eino Tadir was already shechted. No, that's not right. This is the Gemara, because you're only coming to make Kiddush now on the wine. So now the wine already has come. So this is the case where it's similar to their both shechted. So now you have the wine and the Shabbos. No? So obviously in that case you go with the Tadir. We said that if the Shlomim, that's the same case as the Shlomim and the Chatas both being shechted, where obviously one of them is going to have to wait. So then let the Shlomim wait. If it wouldn't be for this issue of Shel Emesh, which is an additional element of Bizoyan, not Stam because of the din of Tadir. So Hachinami says the Barkivan de Atyan, once already the wine has arrived, so then for all intents and purposes, the only similar case is where you shechted both of them. Command the shechted Tarvayo Dami. That's no rhyme. Okay, let's get back to the other question of Mincha or Musaf, right? I mean, Musaf came before Mincha. You couldn't daven Mincha. It was too early to daven Mincha. So that means the Eino Tadir was already Chal. And you should go ahead and be bringing the Eino Tadir, and it's already Shechted. But what do? You stop and you say Mincha. And then you get back to the one, even though it was already Shechted. So it says, Mitpalel Adam Shel Mincha, V'Achar Kach Shel Musafim. That's the same thing. You didn't daven Musaf when it wasn't time for Mincha. You waited until it was time for Mincha. Now you have two Shechted Tfilas in front of you. No, now what do? Obviously, in that case, you go to the Tadir. So, Kivan de Matis Man Tvilat Mincha, once Tvilat Mincha comes around, it's the equivalent of having two Shechted Korbanot in front of you, come on to Shechted Tavayodami. Omele Ravacha, Bered Ravashi, Laravina. How Toshma, should say. Let me bring the Raya from here for the din of Kach, of Tzachi. It says that Shechto Kodim Chatzo, so if you Shecht. Did I forget something? No, it's not like Zilzo. This is all of its time. It's still the Musaf of Ayom. It's not like him. Now, Toshma, if you shechted your korban Pesach before Chatzot, shechto kodem Chatzot, pasul. Because it says, Bein Harbayim. But if you shechted it before you shechted the Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim, even though Lamaisa, you're supposed to do it the other way, because we said Yuchar Dova that says Be'erev and Bein Harbayim, which means that it's as late as can be, it's both Be'erev and Bein Harbayim, that should come later than the Tamid of Bein Harbayim, where it only says Bein Harbayim. Fine. So if you nonetheless went ahead and you shechted it, which you shouldn't have, before the Tamid, it's kosher. What do? Have somebody stir the blood. So you see, you stop bringing your korban Pesach, hand over the dam, and move over to the Tadir, which is the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, and then you get back to the Pesach. There's your answer. Exactly this case. You went ahead and you shechted. Don't do the Zrika. Hold on. No. Do the Shechita on the Tamid now and go do the Zrika. Then get back to your Pesach. Excuse me, says the Gemara. Who says that it's talking about that? No, you didn't shech the Tamid. Maybe you did. Nobody said that the case is you haven't even gotten around to doing the Shechita.
We're talking
about the Tamid. Yes. You Uchar Davar. That was the first case. There it's Puzzle. But if you shech it before the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. And by the way, read the Mishnah, for heaven's sakes. Obviously, that's the case that you shechted the Tamid. Bereisha Amar Ravacha Sabla Rashi. Matnitz Nami Deka. Why do you think it says, let somebody be Memaris Bedomo Achi Yizrok Adam? Why doesn't it say Achi Yishchat V'Yizrok Adam? Obviously, the Shechita is not the issue. I mean, the biggest Chiddush would have been the Shechita. So why not say that? Even though nobody's even gotten around to touching the Tamid. Sit, do whatever you got to do. Keep that blood moving. But go over and take care of the Tamid. So obviously, that's not the din. I think Shema Amina, it's talking about over there that there was already a Shechitas Atomi, which means we don't have any Raya, basically. Because we don't know, here, fine, that's in Torah and Torah, but we don't know what the din would be, but the Torah Makuda. We came out without any Raya. In which case, indeed, says the Rambam, do whatever you want. Since we haven't come out with a Tadir or Mekudash, it's called it. So you do whatever you want to do. My time has Estig Martis, Bekulam, Kakvanim, Rashayim, Lachlon, Sluyin, Shlukin, Mevushalim, Loi Sharirin, Velo Kayan. No, Shariri. Shariri was the other thing, right? Shariri was the busser that was shorter. Even that part ties in. It's a disaster. Every kol nitra. Loi Sharirin. That's the worst part, is the Lo Sharirin. As we just said, Bishriri, but it's from Zadesh, and it was all talking about Pasa Shriri. Anyway, my time, why can the Kohanim be Mishana? And I question, what do you mean, why can the Kohanim be Mishana? Why not? Well, what's the Kiddush? That we need a Pasuk to tell me my time that the Kohanim can eat the Basa any way they want, or they can put in ketchup and mustard and paprika and vetrum and this and that. I mean, why not? Well, first of all, why yes? Omar Krala Moshcha. After all, in the Parsha, the Matnot Kuhna, it says, L'chol kochei b'nei Yisrael l'chol netatim l'moshcha l'vanecha l'chol kolam. L'moshcha means like Meshicha. Meshicha is a lashon of gedula. The Shemen HaMishcha is that which invests you with this chashivut. So I don't have a clear raya. I mean, that's the only one that I know of who speaks about this is the Kesem Mish, who says on the Rambam, why do I need a raya that b'kulam r'shayim ha'kayani? Because I would have thought, and it's a remarkable thing if this is really what it means, I would have thought that the achilas besar kodeshim is an act of aveda. And acts of aveda are supposed to be done religiously. You're not supposed to enjoy them.
So eat your basar l'shem shamayim. Don't put in ketchup.
And no wine. Wrong.
Okay, that's a different issue. But certainly don't put in ketchup. And what kind of business is this? You think kachi shamayim, but they need to be tasty. They have to be exactly the way you like to have them. Eat because you got to eat. Put on a straight face and a frown, and then you'll really be yaitzi your
chiyuv.
Like matzah, yeah. Nobody's enjoying the matzah. I do, actually.
I couldn't get to put ketchup on it.
Sounds very Calvinistic to me.
That's what you would have thought, right? Comes along Hobbes to say no. No, that already is not a riot. First of all, you'll notice that the din is only peony. Apparently we don't have a problem with Yisrael, because the Achil of Yisrael indeed is not for Avodah. The Achil of Yisrael, this is your basar. You're sharing with the Mizbeach instead of vice versa. But the Kayanim, it's Mishulchan Gaveah Kazach. After my Kayanim.
All the Korbanot were cooked, weren't they?
What do you think we are, a bunch of bars? What's the matter with you? Making a breakfast with all that fried bacon and so on. It doesn't matter. You can fry it also.
That's what it's saying. Yeah, however you want to make it, you can make it.
But no seasoning.
Maybe. Yes, seasoning.
No, maybe. You can cook it any way you want. But.
No, I need to know that too. Maybe keep it simple.
Doctor, the commissioner.
Omar, Rabbi Shimon. Im ra'ita shemen. Shumet chalek ba'azara. If you see that the Kohanim are being given shemen to eat, it could only be, ein ata tzarich lishol mal. You don't have to wonder, hey, what is that from? There's only two possibilities. It's either the motarik ikei minachot Yisrael, so there is a particular mincha, which is rikikin, and there it's mashuach b'shemen, it doesn't absorb a lot. And there, the din is that you have to be mosheach. You take the oil, and you put the oil over the matzah, so to speak, the rakik, and there's always left over, because you do that mashicha as a formal mashicha, the way you would do it on the forehead of a king. Yeah, so you make a sign with the oil over it. But the rest of that oil is considered to be shiori menachas. What drips down? You put it on the rakik. You put it on the matzah. This is not the initial mixing. There's two different
things. I understand. I thought
this is mishicha. So the leftover.
From what you didn't pour.
Yeah, this leftover. Yes, the leftover in the cup is given to the kohen. It has the same din as shiori menachot. And of course, if a kohen had brought it, then it would have the din of shiori minchas kayanim. The din of shiori minchas kayanim is that all of it goes on the mizbeach. None of it is eaten. So if somebody has been given this oil to eat, it couldn't have come from a normal mincha. A normal mincha uses up all of its oil in the soul. It could only be coming from the rikikin of a Yisrael, also, because if it would be a kohen, it also wouldn't be given out. And there's one other option. It's either that, or it would be rikike minchas Yisrael, or it could be the lord shemen of the mitzvah. Because after we use the dam, the shemen that is in the hand of the kohen that's left over, and we rub it on his hair, we still have a lot left in the cup. That's given out to kohen. That's eaten like the asham mitzvah. Im ra'ita shemen shu nitana agabei ha'ishim. And if you see oil that has been sprinkled on the fire, you also don't have to ask what it is, because it would be actually the same thing. Except it would be for kohanim. So it would be the motar rekike minchat kohanim, or it could be of the chavitim, because the chavitim also has leftover oil. And of course, who brings the chavitim? The kohen gadol, who also is a kohen, and ko minchat kohen, kalil tuktar. And therefore, it's the minchas kohen mashiach. This is the other possibility, but it sure as heck ain't anything else. Why do I say it ain't anything else? She'ein mitnatvim shemen. There'd be no way that it could be from a mincha, a donation, an adava, that would be purely oil. There is no such mincha. Of course, Rabbi Tarfon, who starts with this oil from the times of Nayach already, Teref Befia, of course holds mitnadvim shemen, and therefore, according to him, there'd be no problem. Of course it could be something else. And you'd have to ask, maybe this is the shemen that was given as shemen, because that's a mincha. Why is there an impossibility to be mitnadvim shemen? Omar Shmuel, we spoke about this earlier, that Shmuel says, if you hold like Rabbi Tarfon, that your menadev shemen, you'd have to treat it like any other mincha. Because as we're going to see, the idea of that mincha is an extension of mincha. Korban mincha. Why is it korban mincha? To teach me there can be other elements that are brought like a mincha, namely pure shemen. Therefore, you have to treat it like a shem, like the mincha itself. What do you do with a mincha? You do kemitza, and you put the kemitza on the mizbeach. Same thing is true of the mincha, which is the mincha shemen. You would do kmitza on the shemen, and you'd put whatever's in your kmitz onto the fire. Vishiyarav nechalim, and the rest of it, if you're not a kohen, would be eaten. My taima omakra korban mincha malamit shemitnadvim shemen. And once you're mitnadvim shemen, there it has to be ki mincha. It would mean you view it as an extension of the din of a mincha. Ma mincha komtsa vishiyarav nechalim. Af shemen kom tzav shirei nechalim. Omar, I understand. You never wash your face with water in your hands. Oil's even better. Ficus. So, Omar Rabbi Zera, this diak we can make from our mission. Does anybody have some oil? Let's try it out. You'd be surprised how beautifully you can hold oil in your hands. I sure hope so, because otherwise the Kohen's got a big problem when he's got to put that oil on the head of the Mitzvah.
But can we sit down this way?
Well, you have to, but you close your fingers over the oil?
Yeah.
Try, we'll see how you do Kamitza. Try it. You'll like it. Anyway, says Rabbi Zera, look, if we read our Mishnah, we see clearly that this is correct. Because what does the Mishnah say? Omer Rabbi Shimon, Im ra'ita shemen shemitchalek ba'azara. If you're giving out shemen, it definitely can't be anything but, yata tzarich lishol ma'o, ela, it's got to be motar kikei menachot Yisrael, and lo shemen shemetzora. Why? She'ein mitnadvim shemen. But what would be if you were menadvim shemen? Uh-huh. Then we would be giving out the shemen. So you see that according to the man, the armor that mitnadvim shemen, it would indeed be given out to the Kohen, mitchalek, amalei abaye, oh yeah, huh? And how about the seifa that says the same thing, except in the other direction? Im ra'ita shemen shenitan agabi yishim yata tzrich lishol mahu, ela motar kikei minchat kohenim, minchat kohen mashiach she'im mitnadvim shemen, which is mash, but if you hold, you would be mitnadvim shemen, it would be going onto the fire? Obviously, this is no problem, because according to Rabbi Zera, if Rabbi Zera holds like Shmuel, and he's saying, Afanan nami tanina, he would hold like Shmuel all the way, and he would say, well, of course, the part that's going on the fire is the part that's in the kmitza. You see? So fine, so both parts of the Mishnah are great. If you see oil that's being mitchalek, it's being mitchalek is the shiraim of the shemen. If you see shemen that's being mezulaf ala yishim, that's the shemen that is supposed to be put on in your kmitza, if you hold menadvim shemen. But since, says Rabbi Shimon, we don't hold menadvim shemen, so you don't have to consider that possibility. But according to Abaye, now it turns out to be a problem, because Abaye obviously holds that we don't split it. He doesn't talk of Shmuel's understanding. So according to Abaye, Kashi Reisha, how do you explain the fact that in the Reisha it seems clear that you would be Michalikit? The Rabbi Zera, Kashi Seifa. The Abishon of the Rabbi Zera obviously is not really a problem, because the Reisha was referring to the Shirayim, and the Seifa that says we go on the fire is referring to the comments, and both are true. But if Abaye is trying to argue with the Rabbi Zera and say, no, we don't see Shmuel's did from the Mishnah. It's definitely that it's got to be put on the fire. So why would it say then, Iyata tzrich lishol she'ein mitnadvim shemen? And if you would be menadvim shemen, it also wouldn't be mitchalek l'kohanim. So why do you say menadvim shemen? Well, that's not so bad. I mean, look, you have to say the seifa in menadvim shemen to explain why I don't have to worry that the shemen that's put on the fire is nedava. So it's on a ratio of the seifa, you know? So when it says by shemen mitchalek yata tzrich lishol, it's just bringing in agav to keep the Mishnah parallel, because it wants to say in the end that there you would have to be misupak, that the shemen on the fire may in fact be shemen that was menudav if you held menadvim shemen. But, says Rabbi Shimon, unfortunately we don't hold that. Now, wait. You do that kind of thing? I mean, Bisham is safe for Tani Bisham Reish. I mean, it makes sense to say, having started a particular format for the Mishnah, you maintain a parallelism in the Mishnah. When you get to the last part of the Mishnah, you keep it in the same words. But we do it the other way around. In other words, we precede by taking into consideration the fact that we will be saying this. So we change the way we do the Reisha. Bishop Seifa, Mitani. Yeah. Stop getting so hung up. Amri b'ma'arava, Tana Reisha, Bishop Seifa. You know, it's what I say all the time. That is also an approach to a Mishnah. Tana will change the format of the Mishnah because of precognition and what's coming at the end. Okay. So let's see if we have a riot to this. Here we have a question as to whether indeed, if you hold menadvim shemen, would you treat it as a regular mincha and do kmitza and haktorah and have shirayim lekayanim, or would it be kula le'ishim, as Abaye seems to be insisting here. So Tashma, yayin k'divrei Rabbi Akiva. Now according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva holds that you're menadev yayin. We'll see this in Menachos. But he holds you're not menadev shemen. So he argues on Rabbi Tarfon. And he says, that wine, what do you do with that wine? You put it in the sifalim. You don't put it on the fire. And according to Rabbi Tarfon, the shemen that Rabbi Tarfon says yirminade, that goes on to the ishim itself because it's burned on a fire. You can burn shemen on a fire. Now, I would assume that the two elements that are being contrasted here in the Mishnah, yayin to sefalim and shemen le'ishim, are similar. In other words, the yayin, everybody agrees that the yayin is kulay l'nesachim. So if the yayin means kulay l'sefalim, so then when it says alibet rabbi tarfut shemen is le'ishim, it means kulay l'ishim. Oh boy, that's a cheapo haraya. Whatever. How can you eat it? Why can't be referring to the shemen that is put on the fire? Is put on the fire as opposed to sefalim. Where does it indicate that it means all of it? Nah. Okay, Amr of Papa, but I'll tell you, it's definitely dependent on machloket tanoi. That's what I think. Because look, we have a machloket about how much of this shemen you are noting. So this guy makes a neder. I want to bring shemen to the mizbeach. So the Tanakhama says, shemen, lo yifchot miluk. It's got to be a minimum of a luk shemen. Whereas Rebbe Omer, it has to be three lukin. That's the machloket. Huh? How is that the machloket? I don't understand. How is that the machloket about whether it's put on the fire or not? Ah, because b'maika miflige, the Rabbanan explained in front of Rav Papa. So in other words, apparently this is what you're saying, yeah? That the question over here is whether don mina umina or don mina vu kebatra. That's the question. In other words, it's clear that the makar of the din of menadvim shemen is, as we saw earlier, korban mincha. Korban, the word korban is entirely extra. All you need to say is ki takriv mincha. You say ki takriv korban mincha. If you're takriv, then obviously it's a korban. So it's adding some type of additional similar to mincha. So that's now the makor of shemen. Now, you remember that we have an overall machlokas achas, which is when we derive something by a comparison to a member of a different set, do we then insert that thing into that set? Or do we leave it where it is, uki ba'atra, leave it in the same set of which it was initially a member? It's just you add the particular din that you want to add, but you certainly don't apply all of the criteria of the other set. Now that is the issue over here. The Rabbanan say, look, if we derive it from the din of mincha, okay, then derive it by inserting it into the set of minachot. So here's how it goes. Don mina umina. In other words, you're learning it from a mincha. Thank you. Mincha your minadev, shemen your minadev. Umina, but now it's part of the mincha set. How much shemen do you bring when you're bringing a mincha? Luk shemen, correct? Okay, then that means that this mincha is a luk shemen. What do you do with a mincha? You do kmitza on a mincha. What do you do with the leftovers? The leftovers are shirayim. Of course, the president is shouting, what are you, out of your mind? This is a liquid. What are you doing? Kmitza, this, leave it in its set of nesachim. How did it get into the mincha? Domino omina. That's the thing. But that seems weird. Well, the Torah attached it to the mincha. Weird or not weird, it belongs in the set of minachot. So just like the shemen, just like the mincha, you do kmitza on and you give the shirayim to the kohanim. The same thing is true with the shemen. Your kumtzo, v'shiarav ne'achalim. Whereas the shita of Rebbe would be, no, look, you'll learn it from mincha, yes. That is to say, just like a mincha, your menadev, shemen, your menadev. Now, please, what set is shemen a member of? The set of nisachim, of liquids that are put on the mizbeach, or the set of menachot? I mean, please, let's be honest. So uki ba'atra, leave it in its own set. Its own set is nisachim, all right? Nisachim. What is the minimum amount of nisachim that you bring of shemen? Shoshes lugim, revi'i ta'in. 1/4 of a hin, that's the minimal keves size, right? So revi'i ta'in shemen is 3 lug of shemen. 1/4 of the 12 lug hin. So then if that's the case, if you're being menadev shemen, it's the shemen of the set of nisachim, which is shlosh lugim, not 1 lug. Furthermore, what do you do with nisachim? You pour them onto the sifalim. If that would be the case, shemen would also be entirely poured into the yishim without any kind of kmitza and shirayim. That machlokas is the machlokas of Bayan Rebbe Zera. It turns out to be a machlokas tanoim. That apparently is what you hold, Rav Papa. Well, Marley Rav Papa, La Baye, you know, the truth is that you think that this is a machlokas tanoim. And this is the reason that the Shita takes out the Girsa before Omer Rav Papa Kitanoi. Because here Rav Papa does not want it to be Tanoi. Because he was the one that was saying Adarab, it's not a machlokas tanoim. Therefore, if we take out the words Omer of Papa, which stam in the Gemara, that's asserting it's katanoim. The Rabbanim were stam explaining this machlokas tanoim to Rav Papa, which is how we got confused. And now Rav Papa comes along and says to Abaya, they're wrong. This has nothing to do with the question of domino mina domino vuki batra. You know what it has to do with? It has to do with deriving what is the source of the derivation that there is such a thing, Sir Richard, as a korban that consists of shemen. That is the question. I say that if Rebbe would have learned it from the word korban mincha, then everybody would have agreed that don mino mina. We would give it all the dinim of the mincha, we would do the kmitza, we would do the chalukah of the shirayim, exactly the way that Shmuel said. The problem over here is that Rebbe personally has a completely different makor, therefore there is no don mino mina. So imi mincha maitelo Rebbe, of course don mino mina to kuleyama. But Rebbe does not learn it out from korban mincha. Rebbe learns it out from the additional din of ezrach, which is said by the Nesachim. And there, indeed, the Torah is marba out of the din of Nesachim. Kol ha-ezrach. Oh, in other words, just because I want to? Yeah, just because you want to. And if that's the case, so then obviously it has all of the dinim of the Nesachim. That's its makor. Its makor is not the dinim of Menachot. And therefore, this is a completely different issue. But if you're learning it out from Korban Mincha, so then of course it then would be exactly like Rav Papa, like we were saying, right, a little bit of Rav Tarfon, the way Shmuel understood Rav Tarfon. Do Kmitza, and do Aktora, and do Achila Shirayim. So I say that the point over here is that Rebbe Miezrach Gomerle. Amalei Ravuna Breda of Nuts, Rav Papa, you know, that's a nice chop, except it can't be true. Mi Matzit Amritach, how can you say that Rebbe learns the din of a Korban of Shemen out of the word Ezrach in the Parsha of Nesachim? Look at this braita, Vatanya. Quote, korban mincha, unquote. That extra word, korban, milamed, shemitnadvim shemen, vikama, shloshes lugin. Now, who is the man, the armor, who said shloshes lugin, as opposed to lugechad? Rebbe. And what is the makar that is being brought in this braita for shloshes lugin? Ezrach? No, korban mincha. You're telling me that this is not a problem of don minavu kibatra? That's what the braita is saying. It's saying, don mina, learn out from korban, mincha, mina, but don't keep it in the set of menachos. Go to atra, which is the set of nesachim. Set of nesachim is a minimum of shloshes lugin. So don't give me that Rebbe, the reason is shloshes lugin is because he doesn't learn it out from korban, mincha, so who is this? It's obviously man shamet le diyama shloshes lugin Rebbe. And nonetheless, where's he bringing it from? Vikamayte lani korban mincha. So says Rav Papa with a shrug of the shoulders, well, c'est la vie. Itanya, Tanya, all right, you got me. Omar Shmuel, hamitnadev yayin meviu mezalfo agabei ha'ishim. You bring now wine, I say? Who's to say that you put it into the sefalim? If this is a nedava, so then the nedavas are brought on the fire. How do you pour wine on the fire? Well, yeah, you sprinkle it over the fire. You know, it sort of sizzles on its way down. But you don't pour it. You're mezalef the yayin. Mezalef the yayin? Sure. It says in the pasuk, v'yayin takriv l'nesach chatzi yayin ishe. What do you call it an ishe? How can you call something that's poured into a cup and dribbles down? How is that an ishe? It's not an ishe. So if the Torah is calling it an ishe, then the only thing to do with this wine is to put it on the fire. But I thought you're not allowed to be mechabe the fire. I mean, if you're going to put liquid on the fire, it's not going to go out. Doesn't it say, eish tamitu kara lemizbeach lo tichbeh? Isn't that kibui? It's kibui b'miksa. Lav shmei kibui. A little bit of kibui here and there. We're talking about putting out the whole thing. Is that true? The armor of Nachman, armor of Baravua, Hamorit Gachelet Me'agami Mizbeach Vekiba. Somebody takes off a burning coal from off of the Mizbeach and he puts it out. He's Chayef. What did he say? He didn't put out the whole thing. You're saying, you're only asking me to put out the whole thing. That's talking about that was all there was, maybe. The Lekha Elohai. It's just saying that even though you put it out on the ground, it's still Kiva. Or, you know what? I mean, obviously, if you put out a piece of meat, there's no Kiva. It's also Kiva. But, I mean, that's the point. That's the way you do it. This is Kiva to Mitzvah. Lo Tichbeh means, you know, don't use a fire extinguisher on it. So this is Kiva to Mitzvah. Kiva to Mitzvah shine. Tashma, the Tana Reb Loz Ben Yaakov, Kalpeshenat Nat Torah Litrom. Since the Torah gave you a mitzvah to do the Trumat Hadesh, you come up there and everything is burning. You take Trumat Hadesh. So you bring a little fire extinguisher, just put out some small part, and you'll take that part to put that, make that deshen. You know everything is burning. So you might think, okay, this is a mitzvah. So Yochel Yechabev Yitrom. You said there's no problem keeping a mitzvah. So I want to do the Truma Sodeshan with a fire extinguisher. No? And he says, no, can't do that. Lo yichabe. So you see, even for a mitzvah, you can't use a fire extinguisher. No. So wait until it goes out. I mean, we're not saying that anytime you're doing something for a mitzvah, it's okay. We're saying when the mitzvah consists of an act that is ipso facto an element of kibbuy in it, what can you do? The Torah says ished. That means put it on the flames. And therefore, that's the only way to do it. The Torah say bring a fire extinguisher to do the Trumat HaDeshen. Wait until it goes out. And it's completely deshen. Nobody told you you have to take it dafka when it's burning. So shani hatam efshar diyativ anatar. You could sit there and wait until it goes out. Tashma yain kedivrei Rabbi Akiva lesefalim shemen kedivrei Rabbi Tarfon leishim. No, how come it doesn't say to put the wine on the fire? As Shmuel said, v'otanya, and it says yain nesach lesefalim. When you're doing the nesachim, it goes into the cups that are on the mizbeach for the purposes of pouring out liquids. And continues the brayta, oh eino ela leishim. You might think it should go to the fire. Amrit lo yechabeh. No, Shmuel, what is arguing with all the Tanayim over here? I said, where does he get this idea from? Mezalef Yayin, and every brayta that we see says not to be Mezalef Yayin, but in the Nesfalim, in which case we understand Reach Isher, Reach Nichoach is only in terms of that we treat it as if it's a Tosefes, the Ruach of the Reach Nichoach of the carbon. So it's part of, it's the sucker for the carbon, it's part of the carbon, Isheret Nichor. Doesn't mean that it itself is meant to be put on the Isher, on the Ishim. Okay, but it's not really a problem. Because, remember, we have the machloket about the din of a davar she'eno mitkaven. Is a davar she'eno mitkaven, is that considered to be asur or not? Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon. Is my kavanah to put out the fire of the mizbeach? Absolutely not. Davar she'eno mitkaven is mutter. And since it's certainly not a psikresha, because if I mezalef it far enough and thin enough, I can use an atomizer so that by the time it reaches the mizbeach, it's been completely and totally now turned into steam, and it's been eaten up by the fire. It's not going to put out. It's a davar she'eno mitkaven. Therefore, why not take the ishe to mean literally ishe? Yeah, I understand. If you're all like Rabbi Yehuda, and then by definition, if you're putting something over here on the fire, and if it goes out, oh my gosh, you're going to be over on the lav. So clearly ishe doesn't mean that. Because according to him, davar she'eno mitkaven is also, exactly. So all of these prices, we're going to leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, that's all. And according to me, I hold like Rabbi Shimon. Wait a minute, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel does not hold like Rabbi Shimon. Because when it comes to Shabbos, we find that what Shmuel says is that if there is a piece of boiling hot metal that has fallen into Reshut HaRabim, and there are kids playing in the street, put it out. Bishvil shelo yizoku barabim, to make sure that nobody gets hurt. There are people who come to Daf Yomi and burn their fingers in the process.
In their presence.
With pufferfish! So put it out. Now, why does he say only a piece of boiling metal? I mean, how often does that happen? Because since kivui of gachelet, a normal gachelet is an issur d'oraita. But kibui of a gachelet of matechet is only an issur d'rabbanan. Now, wait a minute. If you hold a Rabbi Shimon, it's true that this is not a davar she'eno mitkaven. You're very mitkaven to put it out. But it's certainly a davar she'eno tzricha l'gufa. Correct. So I'm a lochshein tzricha l'gufa. Look, I'm not getting anything out of putting this thing out. It's not as if I want to harden it and use it for something. I just don't want it to be burning. So then I don't need it for any advantage in the actual gufa. The only case where I could have kivoy, which would be a malocha tzricha l'gufa, is where I am trying to prepare, let's say, a petila for burning. So it makes it better burning if I first light it and blow it out. Fine, that I understand. But in this case, all I'm trying to do is prevent the kid from burning his fingers. So why couldn't I even talk about a gachelet, a normal gachelet, a piece of coal, but I got a crazy case over here, in order to avoid the problem and make it an issur d'rabbanan, and because it's only an issur d'rabbanan, it's more important to protect the tzibur. So you see that Rabbi Shimon, Shmuel does not hold of Rabbi Shimon. He obviously holds that a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa is also chayiv. So how can you tell me that he holds like Rabbi Shimon? Avolo gachelet shel eitz? What's the difference if a gachelet shel eitz? It would also be a malach shein tzricha legufa? Well, I mean, who's to say it's all across the board, you know? When it comes to Dor Sheino Mitkaven, he holds like Rabbi Shimon. When it comes to the Dinim of Malach Shein Tzricha LeGufa, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That doesn't prove anything. So all that we're talking about over there in Shabbat, you're telling me we could have said even Gachalat Shalait, he says, no, not a Gachalat Shalait. That's because it would be a Malach Shein Tzricha LeGufa, but in that I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds it would be Chaya. But when it comes over here to the Halach of, am I allowed to spritz Yayin over the Mizbeach? It's a Dor Sheino Mitkaven to do Kivui. And the Mela, over there, I'm saying, forget about the Braitot that limit you and you need to put the into the Sephalim. You don't need to put it in the Sephalim. It's a Dor Sheino Mitkaven. Omer Ravuna, you should know that Nesachim Shenitzimu. You're talking about the burning of liquids. And you think that that's weird, right? Well, you should know that if Nesachim ended up becoming Tame, what you do is you don't pour them out. You make a fire on the ground. You don't take them out because the Torah says Bakodesh, Ba'esh Tisaref. That means anything that has Psula Bakodesh, we're going to see later on, that it's Ba'esh Tisaref. And the din over there is that since it's a liquid, we don't put it together with any of the other things that we may be burning that became Nifsa. We make it a special Ma'aracha Bifnei Atzmo, and we want it to be clear that these things are being burned, despite the fact that they're liquid. Shinema Bakodesh Ba'esh Tisaref. So much for your wondering about weird, baby. Tanya Ami Hachi, Adam Vashemen Vamenachod Vanisachim Shinitmu, Osele Maracha Bifnei Atzman Vesorfan. You know, you guys always join up with the president and always claim, it couldn't be, and there are no aliens, and we wouldn't be burning liquids, and how would you do such a thing? I want you to bring me 10 people so I can be made in front of them. There are aliens. So I tell you, I want to say right in front of 10 people that are going to bring testimony to the fact that Nisachim Shenitma'u are not poured out. You burn those Nisachim. Handren alof kol hatadir. A whole new world that we will get to Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. Iboyelu. Todir umekudesh. Ezemiyam kodem. Todir kodem bishum de todir de mekudesh kodem bishum de kodesh. Tashma. Tmidim kodmin al musafim. Avagav de musafim kadishe. Ba'atu shabbat de musafim ahanil et bidim lo'anoi. Tashma. Musvei Shabbat kodmim lemusvei Rosh Chodesh. Auto Rosh Chodesh musafim didehan and musvei Shabbat loan. Toshma musvei Rosh Chodesh kodmim musvei Rosh Hashanah. Forgot Rosh Hashanah kacha. No auto Rosh Hashanah lemusafim didehan and musvei Rosh Chodesh loan. Toshma davar acher berkat hayayin tadira says Beit Hillel uberkat hayom einat tadira v'tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kaidem. Afa gav de brikat hayom is kedisha. Who says otu shabbat de brikat hayom? Ahanoi, but the brikat hayayin lo ahanoi. Tashma de amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha mitpalel adam shal mincha v'achar kach shal musafim. Nu otu shabbat de tefilat musafim uda ahanoi. The tefilat mincha lo ahanoi. Tashma shlamim shal emesh v'chatat v'emesh shal hayom shlamim shal emesh kodmim. But suppose idi v'idi diyom. Then chatat v'yasham would be kad. Me afagav the shlamim tadire. Omar Rava, why? Shlamim tadire. Shlamim are motzi. Motzi kamrit. Tadir kami boilon. Motzi lo kami boilon. Omar le revun about yudle Rava. What motzi is actually tadir? What tanya? Otsi et ha-pesach that I don't bring a korban chatas for not doing because it's a no tadir. V'lo otsi et ha-milah, which is tadira. Now, I mean, over there, it means only matzui. No, over there, it does mean tadira, but what type of tadira? Tadira b'mitzvot. V'boitema, you know what? Relative to Pesach, the matzui of Mila might as well be like tadir. Ibaylo, tadir v'sheino tadir. V'kadam v'shachat v'sheino tadir. Now what do you do? Mia, I mean, given the shakti makriv light, odilma, no. Give the dam, meanwhile, yod lachav the mamaris b'domo. Until you finish being makriv the tadir, and then get back and be makriv the eno tadir. Omri v'nei misura, well, that's the Mishnah, the Braita Tashma. Shlamim shel emesh, chatat v'yashem shel hayom, shel emesh kodem l'shel yom. But suppose we'd have the equivalent situation of Yom, which would be in the same situation as Emesh. What do I mean by that? Echidami. You went ahead and you shechted the Shlomi, because you already did it. Sounds going to be Zayin, to leave it behind. In that case, we wouldn't have said the Shlomi would be Kadmi, we would have said the Chatas Vashem is Kadmi. There's your answer. You'd go back to the Tadir, and then you would go to the Chatas Va'ashem, rather, which is the one that you're supposed to be bringing, and then you would go back. Well, that's not the same, because maybe Duma Shlamim, the Asham, the Emesh, and Chatas Va'ashem of Ayom is talking about a case where both of them were shechted. And then the only issue is the fact that the Shlamim has been sitting around and waiting for the Pes day. But maybe lo shechtin le tarvayu, you've got now the same question. Tashma. Davar acher, says Beit Hillel, is that the Birkat HaYayin is Tadira, and the Birkat HaYom is Eina Tadira. And the rule is, that Tadir V'Sheina Tadir, Tadir is Kena. Yeah, but that might be talking, not might be, that is talking by definition of Kima Da'atyan already, because now you've got both in front of you, it's equivalent of both being shechted. So obviously, you go to the Tadir. Shema. Toshma Yama Rabbi Yochanan Halacha, Yitpalel Adam Shem Mincha, Yachar Kach Shem Musafim. Now, there's your riot. The Mincha is more of the Tadir. Yeah, but over here, once already, the Zman HaTfilat HaMincha has come, you've got two shechted tefillot in front of you. Now, which dam do you do the Zrika on? I mean, that's obvious. So it's Kamanda Shechti Tavaya Dami. Omer Le'Ravacha B'Reidu Ravashi L'Ravina. Shechto Kodem Chatzot, the Korban Pesach, when it's possible. Because, it says Bein Arbayim, the Kodem Chatzot cannot be Bein Arbayim. But if you shechted the Pesach Kodem Latami, even though it should be Yeuchar, because the Pesach is both Ba'erev and Bein Arbayim, nonetheless it's kosher. You see that you go back to what you should have done. No. Also, you know, the Mishnah is also clearly telling me that. It doesn't say, it's talking about after. Omar kro lemoshcha ulavanecha. That is ligdula, and that's kiderech sham lachim oklin. Omer Reb Shimon, imra ita shemen, shehu mitchalech ba'azara, ina tatzirich v'shol ma'u. It's clearly motar kikei menachot Yisrael, or it's luchama shem etzora. Imra ita shemen shenitan agabe yishim, ina tatzirich v'shol ma'u. It's either motar kikei menchat kohanim, or motar of the Minchat Kohen Mashiach, because it couldn't be that it would be an Adava, because you're not Menadev Shem. Rabbi Tarfon says, you are Menadev Shem. And I'm a Shmuel. Aliba Rabbi Tarfon, that you're Menadev. If you're Menadev Shem, you do Kemitza, and then the Shirayim Menei Cholim. My time, because the whole Makar is at Omer Akra Korban Mincha, from where we learn Ashemit Nadvim Shem, in which case it's Ki Mincha. Ma mencha komtza v'shiareh ne'echalim, av shemen komtzo v'shiareh ne'echalim. Omer Rabbi Zera afananami tenina. Here, Omer Rabbi Shema, im ra'it ha'shemen shemetchalek ba'azor yata tzorech l'shol ma'hu, it's got to be mota rekike menachot Yisrael, and lo shemen misora, and the reason is she'im mitnadvim shemen. Okay, so what would that mean, implying that if indeed mitnadvim shemen, it would be mitchalek? Omalei Abaya, yeah? Well, what do you do about the Seifa? Im ra'it ha'shemen shenitan agabei yishim, yeah, ta tzrich l'shol ma'o. It's clearly motar kikei minchat kohen, minchat kohen b'shiach. Why? Because ein menadvim shemen. But what if you hold you are menadvim shemen? Then it would indeed be put on the fire, right? Kulan l'yishim. So, l'abaya kashereisha. Rabbi Zeir kasher Seifa. Now, bishleim l'Rabbi Zeir, the Reisha and the Seifa, not a problem. The Reish is talking about the Shirayim, and the Seif is talking about the Komet, which is actually exactly what Shmuel said. But according to Abayu, obviously he's trying to disprove Shmuel. So then Kasha? Well, maybe Tana Reish ought to Seifa. I mean, come on, Seifa ought to Reish, I understand. Seifa Tani Mishum Reish, but Reish Mishum Seifa Mi Tani? Yeah. Amri Ba'amarova, Tana Reish Mishum Seifa. Toshma. Yayin, Kidivrei Rabbi Akiva, goes l'sifalim. Shemen, k'divrei Ritarfon, goes l'ishim. Now, I mean, the yain is talking about all of the yain goes to the sifalim. So I guess the shemen l'divrei Ritarfon is kulo l'ishim, not like Shmuel. Bad rhyme. Midi ayrei. Hakadita. Kitanoi. Shemen lo yivchot milug, Rabbi Omer shloshet lugim. B'maika miflugim. Amur rabbonu k'ben riftar b'rif popa. B'don mino mino, b'don mino v'ukei batrei k'ben. Rabbonu tzavrei. Look, we learn it out from mincha. So ma mincha mitnadvim, av shemen mitnadvim. Now, what rules do we apply? Mina. Ma mincha luk shemen, av kan luk shemen. Ma mincha komtza, v'shira necholim. Av shemen komtza, v'shira necholim. V'idach. We learn it from Mincha, yes. Ma Mincha mitnadvim, av shemen mitnadvim. But what are the rules? Uki batra, kinesachim, ma nesachim, shloshet lugin, av shemen shlosh lugin. And it follows, ma nesachim kulon lesefalim, av shemen kulon leishim. So you see, it's a machloket. Rabbi Zera and Shmuel is this machloket. Omer, papa, labai, ma pitom, you can learn that indeed, if they both would have had the same accord to learn it out from Korban Mincha, Imi Mincha Maitel Rebbe, and then he would have agreed to Domino Mina. The point is that Rebbe has a totally different accord. Rebbe Mezrach Gomar Lo. Omle Ravuna Bereder of Nasser of Papa, nice try. Mima Tzidamra Toch, Yatanya, Korban Mincha Malamishi Bidnadim Shemen, Vikama, Shloshalugin. Now, who is the man Yomer that says Shloshalugin? Rebbe. And he's bringing the proof from Korban Mincha. Omale, Selavi, Nitanya Tanya, Omashua, Hamitnadevi Yain Mevi, Umezalfa Gabe Yishim, Mai Taima, Omakra, Vyayin Takrivla Nesachatziahin, Ishe Reach Mikolashe. How could he do it? Abachabe Chibuye? Chibuye be mixes lav Shbe Chibuye. Ainiv, Omra Nachon, Omra Rabba Baravua, Hamorid Gachelet Meagabe Mizbeach Vechiva, Chayav. And maybe it's talking about the Lekalai. Or, Iboi Tema, that obviously is a difference where this is what you're supposed to do with it. So, Kiboi the Mitzvah, Shine. Really? Tashma, the Tanra of Elizabeth and Yaakov, Klapeshin Atna Torah, the Mitzvah of Litrom. Yocho Yechabe Vitrom. Amrit, Lo Yechabe. Yeah, but that's different. Because even though it's a Mitzvah, it's not Kiboi the Mitzvah. Why don't you just sit there? Have shidayati menatar. Tashma, yayin k'divir Rabbi Akiva l'sifalim, shemen k'divir Rabbi Tarfon l'ishim. Not like Shmuel that your mezalfa got me mezbeach. Furthermore, brighter, yayin nesach l'sifalim, not ishim. And it even talks out, oh, eino elo l'ishim. Amrit, how could it be l'ishim? It says lo yechabeh. So how does Shmuel explain this? Lokasha. That's going a libra Rabbi Yehuda, all his dovish enemy is coming, is aser. I'm going a libra Rabbi Shimon, who holds dovish enemy is coming, is mutter. So then you put it on the Yishim, you take a word literally, Yishay Reach Nichoa. What? Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon. Let's take a look in Shabbat, and you'll see he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. V'yomar Shmuel mechabin gachelet shamatechet b'rishat rabim b'shvil shalo yizok abarabim. Certainly not a gachelet of eights. V'yisak adet Rabbi Shimon. Then what's wrong with a gachelet shel eitz? It would be a davishen. It would be a melachshen tzricha legufa. Well, no, I mean it's not all one issue, is it? When it comes to a davishen miskaven, indeed he holds like Rabbi Shimon. And that's what we're talking about over here, being mechabe as an eno mitkaven. But the melachshen tzricha legufa on Shabbos, which would be the kivui of the gachelet eitz, in that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Avuna Nisachim Shenitme'u Oseh Lahem Ma'aracha Bifnei Atzman V'Sorfan Mishum Shenema Ba'Kodesh Ba'esh Tisarev Tanya Ami'achi Adam V'Hashemen V'Hamenachot V'Nisachim Shenitme'u Oseh Lahem Ba'aracha Bifnei Atzman V'Sorfan Omer Shmuel Orfkana Bagadata, I want you to bring me 10 people Ve'im Alacha Kabayo Nisachim Shenitme'u Oselem Arachabif Neatzman Visorfan.
The following is the doubt from the previous Daf Yomi cycle. The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf.
I think I'm being made fun of.
And I think that he's been practicing all night because we have an exciting end to the day's daf, as Rav Hashem. But right now there's no hafank on the Halakha Commissioner because we're on Daf Tzadik on the days at the Gemara. The Gemara raises an interesting issue. We had so far two Mishnahs. One says Kol HaTzadim Mechavero Yizkeidim, and one says Kol HaMekudish Mechavero Yizkeidim. What happens if you have a hitnakshut of Tadir HaMekudash? So Yibayilu, Tadir HaMekudash Ezem Em Kodah. You can have a simple situation, which you have the Eilat HaTomid, so you have the Dam of the Eilat HaTomid in front of you. And you have a Dam of Achatas. Achatas, I'm set. Achatas is supposed to come first because it's Mekudash, but the Eilat HaTomid is supposed to come first because it's Tadir. What do you do then? Kodesh Kodesh Mishum the Tadir, Odilam the Kodesh Kodesh the Kodesh. By the way, there's a very simple, similar situation that comes up in daily life. Suppose you only have time to say Nishmas on Shabbos or some of the Pesukim Zimun that you would say every day. One is Tadir, but Nishmas is Mekudesh. Which one do you say first? But brought from this Gemara. What's the din? Tadir Mekudesh Ezemem Kedem. So, Tashma, see, we'll bring a right. Tzmitim Kodmim Lamusafim. I forgot the Musaf in Tadisha. And here it says that the Tzmit comes before the Musaf. I mean, that's the fundamental example in the Mishnah. Now, Musaf is more Kodesh. I mean, the Musaf is coming on Shabbos. That's Kedusha Shabbos in it. So why would I bring the Tamid unless Tadir is more important than Mekudesh? Atush Abbas and Masafi Mahane, the Tamidim, Lahane, but what's the kasha? Why do you think that only because it's the Musaf of Shabbos? But the Tamid, it can't be the Tamid of Shabbos. Why can't it be the Tamid of Shabbos? The value of Shabbos, remember that the carbon is brought specifically because of Shabbos. The value of Shabbos is for carbonists that are brought on Shabbos. If you bring a Tamid on Shabbos, it's the Shabbos' Tamid. Just as if you bring a Musaf on Shabbos, it's the Shabbos' Musaf. So both have the Darg of Kiddush of Shabbos in them. Therefore, all that you're left with is the question of the Tadir. And the Tadir is indeed the Tamid. Okay, well, how about this? Toshma. Musfe Shabbos Kedmim LeMusfe Rosh Chodesh. Now, the Chayra Rosh Chodesh has in it something that is special in terms of Kedusha, because it has Mayit.
So there's more confusion than that when it says Tzmidim Kodmim LeMusaf, and it's talking about Tzmidim of Shabbos.
Well, what else did we talk about? Give me another example.
I know.
I'm saying, what else could it be talking about? When do you have a Tzmidim and a Musaf at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Now, the Chora, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, has in it an element of Kedusha, that is Chomer. Namely, it has in it the Mayid aspect. So that besides the element of Shabbos that has been chal here on both of these Korbanos, what about the Rosh Chodesh element? Well, let's say the same thing. Why did Rosh Chodesh only affect its own Musaf? Why didn't it affect Shabbos' Musaf? This is the Musaf of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. But in the same way you were willing to say that Shabbos is Mashpia, the Kedusha Shabbos defines the Korban Tamid of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh defines the Musaf Shabbos is brought on Rosh Chodesh. So you can't have now a greater Kedusha in one. They're all the Korbanos of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. In which case you're left with only the question of Tadir, and Tadir of course is Shabbos. So, Artur Rosh Chodesh L'Musafim Didei Ahanei Numasafi the Shabbos. Lohani, what do you think? That Rosh Chodesh isn't Mashpia, the shame Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, on the Shabbos Karbanas as well? Okay, well, what about this? Toshma. Musvei Rosh Chodesh Kodmim le Musvei Rosh Hashanah. Of course, Rosh Hashanah is more Kodesh than Rosh Chodesh. But it's not as Tadir. So you see what comes first? Tadir comes prior to the Kedusha. Says the Gemara, no. Say the same thing here. Oto Rosh Hashanah is only defining Musafei Dideyahani. The Musafei Rosh Chodesh Lohani. Why do you think that the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is not a Musaf of Rosh Chodesh that's Rosh Hashanah? So it also has the Kedusha. It just points out that there's got to be some reason that the Gemara keeps asking the same question. It comes back to the same issue. And the truth is, if you think about it, the solution is very evident. The fact that the Kedusha of the Yom should define the Tumid of the Yom is not surprising. The fact that the Kedusha of the Yom should define another Musaf that has to come out of the Yom is surprising. But even accepting that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh define each other, I'm not ready to say that Rosh Hashanah, where Dafka we say that it's the Ketzel Yom Chagenu, Tosfos defines the Pshat that the Musaf Rosh Chodesh isn't mentioned on Rosh Hashanah. So the Torah is Bedafka Mechatzah the element of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, which means that it may well be that Rosh Hashanah does not define that element of Rosh Chodesh. Hamashmalan, that even so, it still is the day of Rosh Hashanah. The Mail of the Musafei Rosh Chodesh are defined by it. Tashma. The Maracher. Yes, you bring it. But you don't. It isn't said. Yeah. Okay, that's already in it. So, the Shaila is like this. We know that there's the Machlokas in terms of how to make Kiddush. So do you first say the Birkas HaYayin or do you first say the Birkas HaYom? Famous Machlokas, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. So Beit Hillel taines that Birkat HaYayin is Tadira. The Bracha, the wine, you say all the time. The Birkas HaYom, Hashem came. The Kiddush of Shabbos only comes out once a week. So Birkas HaYom is not Tadira. The Tadir B'Shein, no Tadir, Tadir Kodem. If you have something which is more tadir, it comes first. Now, would why not say, well, wait a minute, the Birkas HaYom of Shabbos is Kodesh? I mean, it's called Kiddush, you know. So, why don't I make the Birkas Kiddush first, because the Kiddush of Shabbos, then make the Birkas Yayin, which is in Kodesh. Says the Gemara, Otu Shabbos, the Birkas HaYom, Ahani, the Birkas HaYayin, Lohan. And understand, if I'm making a Birkas HaYayin as part of Kiddush, so why isn't that Birkas HaYayin part of the Kiddusha also? It's the same idea. The Mela, I'm left now only with the question of Tadir. So the Mela, I take a look. It's a Kiddusha of Yayin. Tashma. Yoma Rabbi Yochanan. Halakha mitpalel adam shal mincha v'akakak shal musafi. And halakha is that if you waited late enough in the day that mincha time comes, you haven't davened musaf yet, you have to daven mincha first, and then musaf, because mincha is tadir. So again, you see that you're misfollow the tefila tadira, even though there is a tefila mikudeshet mena, which is the musaf. Tadir is more important than mikudesh. Again, says the Gemara, what makes you think that otu Shabbos, the Tvilat Musafi, Didahar Sami, the Tvilat Mincha, Lo Hanoi. What makes you think that the Kiddush of Shabbos is only definitive of Musaf? Why wouldn't it be definitive of Mincha? This is Mincha of Shabbos. So it's also Kadosh Ben Yoga. In which case, I'm now left only with Tadir Rishayno Dani. Tashma. So at last, we get to the Diyuk in the Mishnah about Shlomim Shel Emesh and Chatas V'Asham Shel Hayom.
You could say after Shabbat, really,
And how would that, do I see what I'm...
Can't make up for that.
You can't make the mind my thing.
That's not, you can't make up.
Assuming you would lose the condition.
Absolutely. So now, what's the pshat over here? That because the shlomim have been here, shel emesh, they're kodim. But let's say they wouldn't be here, shel emesh. Shlomim wouldn't be, they'd be around from today, okay? So idi v'idi, v'yom, if they would both be from the same day, then what would have come first? The chatzis and the asher would have come first. Why? Because chatzis and asher, as we said, are more choshev, they're more mekudesh than the shlomim. No, it would be of the same day. Well, we're not talking about Akiva here. This is dependent on that machlokas. Hapagav the shlomim tadiri. Even though you find shlomim far more often, you'll find a chatas and an osham. Oh my Rav, wait a second over here. Matsui kama, what are you telling me? You're telling me because shlomim are more prevalent. Prevalent and cyclic are not related. I'm telling you Tadir. Tadir is a question of how many cycles there are. Mutzer is a question of how prevalent it is. Those aren't the same. I told you the question was Tadir, Kami Bayalan. Mutzer lo Kami Bayalan. We never asked about whether something is Mutzui, whether that would make it more important than the Kodesh. We asked if it's Tadir. Isn't that a problem for the case of the Yayin and Kiddush? What's the Yayin over there? What way is it Tadir? Is it the Yayin just Mutzer? Happens more often. Let's see more of this in the Gemara. Omli Raguna Bayilo Rava Atu Mutzer La Tadir. You're telling me that Mutzeri is not the equivalent of Tadir? Vatanya, Otsiyat HaPesach She'eno Tadir. Over there it's talking about the question of whether you're chayav of chatas on Pesach and Mila, because it's chores. And the chore, anything that you're chayav chores on, you're chayav of chatas on. So Gemara wanted to say over there, since it says asher lo te'asena, and these are mitzvot asay, so therefore they're not included in the mitzvot, achat mitzvot, asher lo te'asena, because this is not a lo te'asena. Now the Gemara over there, the Brayta over there, first asks, maybe Pesach is different because Pesach isn't Tadir. But Mila, which is Tadir, you should be chayav on a korban anyway. And then we bring the posik asher lo te'asena. But anyway, you see, I mean, certainly there's no tadiriyut in Mila. I mean, whenever a baby is born, you do a bris Mila. Let's check that, you know, every X amount of days you do a bris Mila. I mean, it's not a question of cycling. So you see that indeed Motsui is the same as Tadir. Says the Gemara, well, maybe the meaning of Tadir over there, my tadira the mitzvot, the meaning of Tadir isn't Tadir in terms of cyclic. Maybe it means that there's always, you're bumping into some mitzvah that's Negea Mila, is what it means. It has the Hashivas, because it has the Yud Gimel Bris, it has the Benichus, it means that it's full of all kinds of, it's just a borrowed term. Or, you know what? It may well be that there is a relative sense of Tadir. Now, the Rashi learns the pshat over here is that something that is exceedingly mutsui is, for all intents and purposes, the equivalent of tadir. Because when you're comparing something that is not mutsui at all, carbon pets up, you're compared out with Mila, I mean, it's different orders of magnitude. I mean, one is there all the time. And therefore, in terms of the comparison, on a relative value, we would say that Mila is tadira. I would suggest there might be another issue that's involved, which is that it's Badafka Mila vis-a-vis Pesach is Tadir. Because the elements that Pesach seeks to embed are the elements of Mila. That's why you need Mila for Pesach. Right? You can't eat a Pesach without Mila. So in other words, Mila is the permanent condition that Pesach addresses. Therefore, vis-a-vis Pesach, it's Tadir. Now, if that's the case, the same thing would be true lagabi the Yayin and lagabi the Shabbos, because the element of the Shabbos that we're saying Kiddush now for is only because of the Yayin. Because we want to do it ala Yayin, we already did it in the Beit HaKnesset. So therefore, the chashivas of the Yayin in this case is a deep toder, even though lagabi, normally you'd say it's only Motsu. I mean, of course, you say lagabi Rashi as well. Fine. So therefore, from here, we don't have a Ryan.
But
Shammai has a number of different contentions. So what he talks about is whether the Yayin is Gerim, Lekiddush, Yoba is what you're referring to. Yeah. Yeah, but that's, I'm not talking about being Gerim, I'm talking about being Semechon, which is a reference to Chashivas of the Yayin. Now, we don't come up with an answer to this, and therefore the solution, Lagabe Nishmat, is do what you want. This is a very important question, Richie, because, you know, there are times when you have a choice between saying Nishmas and between saying Sikir Zimra. There's no time for both, because La Principessa is getting nervous.
When I come late.
So it's Tadir and Makudesh question, which comes first. Seriously, it's brought in the Mishnah Berurah. It's brought on the basis of this Gemara in the Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't mention Richie, but yeah, it's the same idea.
The way said which one is supposed to do. Mishmas, you have to say, I think. It's not clear. Mishmas, you have to say. And you don't say it's a good Zimra or not.
I don't know. Yeah, we can look it up again from what I recall the last time I saw it, which was some 40 years ago. So I may maybe make a mistake. Is that you have your choice? But let's take a look after. I thought I remember. I may be making a mistake. If he remembers otherwise, it's very good. Okay, then that's 2-1 now. Now I'm really getting down. So now we're up to, I don't know, we'll look it up after the Davin. After the Davin, I don't want to say. Says the Gemara, how about this? How about in a case where you have a Tadir b'sheino Tadir, the Kodam b'shokat l'sheino Tadir? How about if you went ahead and you shechted the Eino Tadir first? So now, do we say, mi amina kivu d'shakte makir? Like, do we say, having already done the Shvitas, and now go ahead and do what you got to do for the Korban? Or do we say, hand it over to another Kohen, let that Kohen now stir the dam to make sure that it doesn't become karush, doesn't coagulate, and go ahead now, be makriv the carbon that's tadir, and then come back, v'hadar makriv v'sheino tadir. Omer v'nemisura tashma, l'chora, I could bring a raya from our Mishnah. It said, Shlamim shel emesh, and chatas v'ashem shel ayom, then shel emesh kodem l'shel ayom. In this case, the shlamim that were there from yesterday are more cautious. How about if it would be hadiyom dumya de emesh? How about if shlamim shel ayom, in a similar situation that would put them in the same position as being kish shel emesh, meaning, what do I mean? The kodim v'shakte v'shlami. So you suppose you check with the shlami. The Mishnah doesn't talk about that case. The Mishnah talks about the case where the shlami were here from the day before. But it's mashma that if the shlami came only today, the hekim mashkat. In other words, the case over here is that you had the shlami that I shechted already. Nonetheless, I still would have said the chatas v'asham would come first. So there's your solution. Says the Gemara, no, how do you know? Maybe Dilma Shlomim de Emesh, Vechatis Vashem de Yom, Heche Mashkakas Laza Shaktin Latarvayo. Abu Lo Shaktin Latarvayo Tibay Lacha. I mean, maybe the point in the Mishnah is that if you have Shlomim Shel Emesh and Chatis Vashem Shel Ayom where you shechted the Shlomim, and Tosus points out, and that indeed would be the meaning of Shalemesh, because otherwise what's happening with Shalemesh? But Shalemesh means that essentially it's been lying around already. In other words, I already shafted it. So maybe that's proof of the case of the Mishnah. But in a case where you hadn't shafted it, you still don't know. So that would still be Tiboyinah. Tashma. Let's see if we can bring a raya from, again, Birkas Hayayin. It says over there, Birkas Hayayin Tadira, Birkas Hayom Eina Tadira, V'tadir b'she'eno tadir, tadir kodem. So now, l'chora, we say over there, even though the eno tadir was here first, I mean, the Shabbos came before I brought the wine out, right? So, l'chora, nonetheless, we're timing that the tadir is kodem. Says the Gemara, who's to say? Maybe Akinami, even the Asya. Kiman the Shvite Tarvayadami. I mean, maybe that's the point. Maybe once already I bring now the wine and I have the Shabbos there, so now it's as if I already checked it. It's the equivalent of the, now they're both there. So maybe that's why the Tadir is called it. You can't bring a riot from here. Okay, how about this case? Tashma Yom Rav Yochanan. Halacha mispala lodim shal mincha v'acharkach shal musafim. No. So why acharkach mispala shal musafim? Even though musaf was here first, so why isn't that like shechting the musaf, so to speak? And nonetheless, I ignore it, and I move on to the other things. So you see the fact that it was shecht, it doesn't matter. Well, you can say the same thing. You say, given the mati zman tfilas mincha, you want the Shafiti Tavayadam. I mean, it's the same as if I had checked both the Chatzis of Yashin and the Shlomi. Because once the Zvan of Mincha comes, then the Mincha was also shechted, so to speak, just like the Shabbos and the Yayin. Right now, they both hear. So, give me which one came first. The only argument that I should finish what's in front of me is because I started doing one and the other one wasn't ready to do. But in this case, I shechted both, so to speak. Amalei Ravach, the brain of Asher Avina. Shachto kodem chatzot pasur mipnei she'ne'emar bo bein ha'arbayim kodem l'tamid kasher mi'emimaris v'domo ad she'yizrok adam. Now, before over here, you went ahead and you shechted your korban Pesach, and you shechted it before chatzos. No, shechted before chatzos, no good. Suppose you shechted it before the tamid shal bein ha'arbayim. And now, you're supposed to shecht it after Bein Arabayim, because over here, by Korban Pesach, it says two Lashonas. It says Be'erev and Bein Arabayim. Shinkin, by the Talmud, it says over the Bein Arabayim. So in other words, it's supposed to be later. It's supposed to be closer to the Erev. Okay, suppose you went ahead and shechted it. It's not Nipsa. But what do you do? You have somebody, another Kohen, in other words, he himself, he should be Mamaris the Don, and he should say that's exactly what we were asking, and then wait and until you do what you got to do first, and then you sprinkle it down. So l'chora, you see that the fact that you started something doesn't mean you have to finish it. Have somebody being Mamaris the Don. Same thing would be true in the case that you're asking. If you shecht that the Eino Tadir Kedem should be the equivalent of shechting the Korban Pesach Kedem. Oh, Rabbi Maya is keen on, how do you know? Maybe the case of here is talking about that you, before you brought the Pesach, you went ahead and you shechted the Talmid Shel Bein Arabayim. Now I have both of them in front of me. Just like the case of the Mincha and the Musaf. If I have both of them in front of me, then of course I'm Isaac in the one that's Tadir. Why should I only be, why should I do the first one? Omri Ravata Saba the Rav Hashim. You know what? Masnisa Nami Deka. It's even Mashma that way. Because if it was talking about that I hadn't yet shechted the Korban Tumi, why does it say to have a Kohen stir the blood not to coagulate, ad shiyizarek adam, until you have a chance to do the Zrikas Adam of the Tumi? Why does it say until you have a chance to do the Shkita of the Tumi? I mean, you didn't even check it yet. What are you talking about the Zrikas Adam? Until you do the Shkita and the Zrikas Adam. Lokatani ad shiyishchot yizarek adam. Shemamina, so apparently the Mishnah was only telling us that if the Talmud was already shechted, and I could be Zerik Adam, and then be Zerik Adam of the Pesach, but doesn't mean I should stop bringing the Pesach and stir it until I get the Dam of the Talmud to be Zerik. Uvchulan ha-Kohanim Rishaim v'Kohanim ha-Mutar to eat it Shalukim Shalukim. What do we do? How do we know that? My time, huh? Omar kra l'mashcha. The Torah says, v'cha nisatim l'mashcha. L'mashcha means l'gidula. It's a lashon of mashicha. That's like gidula, like mashicha tashemen. T'derek sham l'achim ochli. Which means that the Torah does not expect you to eat meat without any type of flavorings or condiments. Use whatever you like. You're a king when it comes to the tequila. Omar Rabbi Shimon. In Ra'isa Shemin. Now, Rabbi Shimon's shita is that you do not bring a separate korban of shemen. You can't make an adova of pure oil. Therefore, time is Rabbi Shimon that im ra'ita shemen shubit chalek ba'azara. If you see shemen being handed out to the kohanim for consumption in the azara, ainat atzrich v'shal ma'avu. You don't have to wonder whether maybe it was an adova. I'll tell you what it is. It's either ma'isa rekike menachas Yisrael. Now this is also Rabbi Shimon shita. Rabbi Shimon's shita is that the rikiki, for the matzah, like thin, the thin wafers of a mincha ma'afei tanur, what you do with the oil is you are moshe them one time, like an X, a fiend. And then all the leftovers are given to the kohen to eat. You're not boil the whole thing with the oil. Therefore, according to him, the oil that would be giving out to Kohanim are either Rikike Menachas Yisrael, or they might be a Lukshem and Shem Metzera. Of course, I mean, Metzera is supposed to bring a Lukshem. There's plenty of left over there. Furthermore, if you see oil that's being put on the Marok of the Mizbeah, you don't have to think twice about what it is. Only thing it could be is Moshe Rikike Menachas Kohanim. Now, Minchas Kohanim that would bring a rakik of a Minchas Ma'afei Tanur would have a lot of oil left over. But since he's a Kohen, a Mincha of a Kohen goes entirely to the Mizbeah, and therefore the oil would have to be put on the Ishim. Or it might be the Minchas Kohen HaMashiach. It might be the Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. Because what's unique about the Chavitim is that there was a tremendous proportion of oil to flour was 3 lug per Yisaron. 3 lug per Yisaron was not absorbed by the Yisaron. Mamela, you had the shemen that was left over. That's not to say it couldn't have been absorbed by the Yisaron had you mixed it first, but you don't mix it first, you put it on after it's based. So there's always going to be leftovers. And that, because they are minchas kayanim, as it says in the Torah, Minchas Kohen, it's Kalil Tiyan, it's brought entirely to the Yish. Shein Misnadim Shemen, but there would be no other oil to consider because you can't bring an Adov of Shemen. Whereas Rabbi Tarfon in there, Misnadim Shemen. Rabbi Tarfon, as his name implies, insists that you can be Menadev Shemen. It goes all the way back to the Yoina who brought the Ali Zayis, Rabbi Tarfon Shit. Omar Shmuel. So Shmuel Tainet L'divrei Rabbi Tarfon. According to Rabbi Tarfon, you mean Nadek Shemen. You know what you do with the Shemen. It's very strange, but you claim it's it. Hamiznadek Shemen, kom so, v'shiyarav ne'achali. So you do a kmitza, you bring the kmitza up on the Mizbeah, and the leftovers are eaten exactly the way you would bring any other minute. My time. The reason is because the mocker of the din of being able to bring shemen as a gift is because Omar Kro Korban Mincha. Korban Mincha teaches us Melamed Shemitznadvim Shemen. Because it could have said Ki Takriv Mincha. I say Korban Mincha. To tell me that the elements of the Mincha can themselves be a Korban. And therefore, it means I learned it out from the Mincha. Ki Mincha? Ki Mincha? Mam mincha kom tzavish yareh ne'achalim, av shemen kom tzavish yareh ne'achalim. Therefore, I have to treat the shemen the same way I would treat the mincha, which is the mocher of a slima. And if a mincha requires kmitza, and then the shirayim are given to eat to the kohanim, so too the shemen. Omer Rabbi Zera hafanan nami tanina. Says Rabbi Zera, indeed, we see this in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, Im ra'ita shemen shemitzchalik ba'azara, iyata tzarek lishon mahu, elam motar rikikei menachot Yisrael v'luk shemen shemitzara, she'ei misnad vim shemen, okay? Now, what does that mean? It means, But if you would hold Misnadrim Shemen, then you would have to ask what it is, because maybe it would be Mitchalek Lekohanim, correct? Okay, so you see that the Mandiyama, Mechalav, the Mandiyama, Misnadrim, according to the Mandiyama, that you do bring a gift of Shemen, Mitchalek, indeed, the Shemen would be Mitchalek Lekohanim. And the point that Rabbi Shimon is making is that since you can't be Menadrim Shemen, you don't have to worry about whether it's being Mitchalek Lekohanim. Look at him, because it ain't there. That's exactly what Shmuel was saying. Omer Abaye says, Abaye, no, I don't agree with that. I mean, take a look at the next piece in the Mishnah. Eba Seifa. Im ra'ita shemen shenitan agabe yishim, yata tzrich l'shom mahu. If you see oil that's being put onto the fire of the Mizbeach, you don't have to think twice. Gee, I wonder what that is. Because it's clearly motar, if he came in chatkoin, in chatkoin Mashiach, She'ein mitnadvim shemen. Now, l'chora, from here you see, mechlal, v'leman d'yomer mitnadvim shemen. If you hold, you can bring shemen as a gift, where does it go? On to the Ishim. Now, I mean, the truth is, I mean, yes, Abaya kasha reisha, v'zeh kasha feifa. So, in other words, according to Abaya, he's going to have to explain why the Mishnah says there's shemen being mitchalek v'kayonim, if there would be in the dove. According to Rabbi Zera, he has to explain why there's Shemin going to the Ishim. Now, Rabbi Zera is not going to have a very difficult time explaining why Shemin is going to the Ishim, because Rabbi Zera said that you have to do Kibitza, and the Kemet you put on the Ishim. So the Mishnah makes perfectly good sense. The second part of the Mishnah, which is referring to Shemin al Ishim, refers to the Kohanim. The first part that refers to the Shemin that's being given to the Kohanim refers to the Shemin. And that's exactly what you would have expected. He has no problem at all. So Bishlam el Rebbe Zera, Reisha Bishirayim is safe. The Kohanim, fine. The Mishnah is wonderful. El Ela Abaye, Kasha. According to Abaye, why does the Reisha say that you don't have to ask because there's no such thing anyway as in the Dove of Shemin? And if there would be such a thing as in the Dove of Shemin, you also wouldn't have to ask, you're claiming, because it wouldn't go to the Kohanim. So what kind of crazy Mishnah is it? Abaye is going to have to answer Tana Reisha Atu Seifa. Indeed, to say in the Reisha, well, you don't have to ask. I mean, She'im Misnadrim Shemen, that's not the point. You don't have to ask because there's no way that it would go to Kohanim anyway. But since in the Seifa it says, Ein Atat Tarich Lishol She'im Misnadrim Shemen, and over there it would have been going to the Ishim, it says also in the Reisha, even though it's not really germane to the discussion, She'im Misnadrim Shemen. What? I mean, I understand why you say a Reisha since you already started a Sefer, but why would you start a Reisha? I mean, say a Sefer because you already started a Reisha, but why would you start a Mishnah wrong in order to get to the Sefer, but the Sefer is right? That's a little strange, isn't it? I mean, Mishnah a Sefer, Tani Mishum Reisha, but a Reisha Mishum Sefer? Me Tani? He Nami B'mai Rabba, like they say in Eretz Yisrael, Tana Reisha Mishum Sefer, of course, in Eretz Yisrael. Order an organization, what doesn't matter at all. So in the middle, why not start off the Reisha? Because of the way the Sefer is going to be. Tashma. Let's take a look at this Braisa then. Yayin Kedivrei Rabbi Akiva. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, who argues with Rabbi Tarfon, he says you can bring Yayin, but you can't bring Shemen. So the Yayin goes to the Sifalim. It goes into the cups that were on the Mizbeach, that were hooked up to the Shittim and so on. Shemen, Kedivrei Rabbi Tarfon, goes onto the fire. Now, I mean, doesn't this imply that in the same way the Yayin, according to Rabbi Akiva, goes kulo l'sefalim, that everybody agrees, because I learned out Yayin from the Nesachim. The Nesachim are never given to Kohanim. So obviously, if a person can be menadeh Yayin, he's going to have to treat it the way he would treat the Nesachim, and pour it out entirely on the Mizbeach. But, I mean, the way that we're contrasting the Yayin of Rabbi Akiva and the Shemen of Rabbi Tarfon, as if they're somehow juxtaposed equally, would imply that the same way what I'm doing to the Yayin, I'm doing to all of the Yayin. So when it says Shemen to the Ishim, I'm doing to all of the Shemen, which is like Abaya, not like Rabbi Zera. So my love in the Yayin kul l'sfolim, Shemen kul l'isha. Ah, come on, you call that a Raya. We're just saying the parts of the Shemen. Who's to say it means all of the Shemen? Says the Gemara Ketanui. Schodze ma kofis tanoi. Shemen lo yifchot mi luch. So the Tanakhama says, if you're going to bring shemen, it's got to be at least luch shemen. Rebbe Omer, no, it's got to be shlosha luchim of shemen. Now, the Michael Miklagay, what's the machlokes? Amur Rabbana, kamei Rav Papa, says Rabbana. And the yeshiva, tainet Rav Papa, luchora, the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rebbe over here, is between don mina umina, the don mina hu kibatra ikebinai. The question of here is the overall rule of when I'm learning A from B, do I apply all of the standards of B to A, or do I learn from B what I have to learn from B, and then revert to the way that I would generally treat A? Now, in this particular case, the way to understand it would be to say as follows. The Rabbanan Savre, the Rabbanan would hold don mina, and mina. In other words, don mina. Learn it out for the case of where? Ma mincha. We said we learned it out from carbon mincha. Okay, so then it is kemincha. Ma mincha is a lug. Av shemen is a lug. That's why they say lug, not three lugin. But it follows from that, does it not? That we should say ma mincha kom tzavish yareh ne'akalim, just like the carbon mincha you do a komets and you eat the shirayim, ab shemen kom tzavish yareh ne'akalim. So if we follow through the logical thread in the Rabbanan, they would hold like Rabbi Zera. Ma she'en ken Rabbi apparently holds not like that. He holds Rabbi Savar v'idach kemincha. Ma the don min avuki basra kimincha ma mincha mitnadvim. Just like you can bring a carbon mincha benadava, you can bring a shemen as an adava. But now apply the standards of shemen. Where do we find shemen? By the nesachim. Okay, so just like the minimum nesachim of the smallest animal is shloish lugin, so av shemen is shloish lugin. I mean, we're not going to apply solid standards to liquid, are we? I mean, it'd be a little silly. I mean, it makes sense to go to liquid standards. Okay, so look at the shemen standards. You need a minimum of three lug. Now, if that's the case, and I'm applying the standards of the nesachim in liquids, then I should say, just like the nesachim go to the sephalim in their entirety, and they're not given to any kohanim to eat, av shemen go to the Yishim in their entirety, and they're not given to any kohanim to eat. And this would mean that the machlokas Rabbi Zera and Abaye over here is a machlokas tanoim between Rabbi and the Rabbanan. To which Rav Papa replied to the Talmidim, no, it is not necessarily in don mina umina or don mina avuki basra at all, and therefore you cannot necessarily follow that thread. Because what you could say is that if in fact the makom of learning out the din of the carbon of shemen would be from carbon mincha, then everybody would all don mina umina. For sure we would say that it's a din in shemen of a mincha, one loop. The machlokus over here is that Rebbe does not learn it out from carbon mincha. Rebbe learns it out from Kol Ezrach Yaseh Kacha, which means that you can choose elements of the Nesachim to bring as you wish, even Shemen. That's where he learns it from, in which case it makes sense to learn it from the Nesachim because that would be the Mocha. But it has nothing to do with this particular Shiloh. Omar, says the Ravuna Breda Nasra Fafa, I have very bad news for you, because you're never going to get away with claiming that Rebbe learnt the mocker of bringing shemen from the Nesachim and not from Menachas, because it says in the Brisa the Feresh, Korban Mincha Melame Chemitznadvim Shemen Vekama Shemen Shlosh Elogim. Now who's the man Yomer that says Shlosh Elogim? Mantan of the Shemat Lei the Yomer Shlosh Elogim Rebbe. And what's the bokker? So how are you going to say that he learns it out from Kol Ezra? I'm like, well, what can you do? Deep Tanya, Tanya, I can't win them all. I mean, it's the bride who says that I give up. Oh, Mashmua.
Entirely?
Yeah, apparently it is a back office. Exactly. Omar Shmuel, Hamitnadev Yain, Mevi Umezalfo Agabe Ha'ishi. Interesting. Someone who brings in a dove of Yain, this is not referring to Yain that is brought together with the Korban and the Sakha. Because over there it says it's not only the Ishei, but it says Reach Nikoach. Over there, that I understand, that's a concept of I'm giving it over to God, sort of as a drink. In other words, it would be Netzach Sheikhar, it says the Pharisee. Netzach Sheikhar means you have to get the Mizbeach drunk. I mean, you can't burn it. You have to, you pour it like you would a drink. Of course not. Because there is Netzach Sheikhar. But over here, it's not Netzach Sheikhar. Over here, it says Ishei Reach Michal. So Ishei means it goes to the fire. So the Korah, you have to sprinkle it on the fire. You can't pour it on the fire, you know, just put it out. You just sprinkle. You sprinkle it until you use it up over the fire.
All of it is sprinkled?
Yeah. That's how we own it.
You need your bottle of wine and your visiting gush and
you just sprinkle it.
On somebody else's column.
On the flames. Strange. Especially in light of the fact that the Torah says, Eish tamitu kar ala mizbeach lo tichbeh. How about to put it out?
No.
Well, we'll see. Then it should be totally in secret. That was in this kind of.
Well, yeah, but keep on one of the
nations.
Keep on
Shaman. That's the Shaman, but
I don't apply that Yain.
It ain't some kar ala mizbeach.
No, it's not like you're Mizalik.
Let's see. My time. What's the reason? On Makro, the Yain takriv l'netzech. Chatziyahin, Ishe Reach Michoach. Hashem says Ishe. Ishe means Ishe. I will come bechabe kibuye and bechabe. I is putting out the fire. It's an isidir isa. Kibu the mix is lo shlo kibu. Putting out a little bit of the fire in the mizbeach is not a problem. Indeed, any is that true? The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Hamorid gachelot miagave amizbeach bekiba. Somebody who takes off a coal from the mizbeach and puts it out, he's chayev on the lav of lo tichbe. Maybe that's talking about the Lach Elohu. Maybe there's only one coal on the mizbeach. He took off that coal, put it out, so then he put out the fire on the mizbeach. But where you have a big fire on the mizbeach, maybe you put out a little bit of it by sprinkling wine. Maybe that's not a problem. You might say more. I could say, look, I mean, over here the Torah says to do it, so it's a mitzvah. So I mean, that's a kibud mitzvah. Maybe lo tichbez the pshat. Don't be makabe shelo l'tzarev mitzvah. But I mean, to put the wine on, that's a tzarev mitzvah. As you say, every time I put on some avorim, I may be putting out, I mean, it's a heavy piece of meat, I put it on, I'm going to put out the fire under it, but that's the way you burn it. So it's not kibbutz. Tashma, the son of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. Yes, that's so what? But what's there you're not allowed to put out if you hold that it's been mixed as it's us. Klapeishin nas nato rara shut litron. Yoko yichab that v'yitron. The Torah says you're supposed to take the deshen off in the mizbeach. Okay. So now that means I should put some out, smash up some of the coals, and I'll take them off in the mizbeach. Amrit lo yichabet. Therefore, the Torah says, no, the esh of the mizbeach cannot be put out. I have to serve mitzvah. I'm doing it in order to be mekayim the mitzvah from a zadesh. No, as David says. Shiny awesome. What's the, what kind of raya is that? Ebshet yosef enotia. You wait until it burns out, it becomes deshem. What do you move to mitzvahs? But I have you to put it out right now, or do you don't have any patience?
If they wake up in the morning, it's
still
burning,
they have to wait. They have to wait according to this. I mean,
it's.
You'll have to be late. Well, I mean, obviously, it's rather difficult to believe you're going to run into a problem like this because the chatzes is equal. So once it was already shorter, it's already deshen. Now, Yayin Kediver Rabbi Akiva said before in the Brisa, and Yayin Kediver Rabbi Akiva goes to the Sfolim, Shemen Kediver Rabbi Atarfan goes to the Yishu. The old Tanya, there's another price that says, Yain Netzach, it goes into the Sephalim. Oh, ain't Ella, the Yishim Amit, Lo Yechabet. Maybe it's go to the yeshiva. No, it can't go to the yeshiva because there's lo yechaber. I thought you said if it's a mitzvah, then it's okay. And there's no problem. And the mitzvah of the chatzilah would be to put it on the yeshiva. I understand. How does Shmuel understand the b'raisa? Says the fair is not like him. Oh, lo kasha, Rabbi Shimon. It's a Dovah Shana Mitzgavin. Dovah Shana Mitzgavin and Mazah Machlokas, Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, and Dovah Shana Mitzgavin is not a problem. So over here, your intent is not to put it on in order to be Mechaba. Ayotayna, it's a Psik Reisha. It's not a Psik Reisha. You put a, who's to say that you're sprinkling up that it's going to, maybe it'll burn up before it touches the fire? Who's to say it's going to put out the fire?
This is Shabbos concept?
Yeah. We do this all the time by Dovah Shana Mitzgavin, but it gets worse. It gets much worse, actually. Tosis is very bothered by it. So now you're trying to tell me that Shmuel holds a Rebbe Shimon. I mean, so you're saying the reason that Shmuel says Yayin is put onto the Yishin is because he holds a Dovah Shana Mitzgavin is mutter and it's not a secretion. The problem is that Shmuel himself said in Shabbos that mechabim got chelak shamatzeches brushut harabim b'shvir shelo yizoku barabim. You're allowed to put out a burning piece of metal on Shabbat that's in the Rishus Harabim because somebody may touch it and be badly burned. But avaloga chelak shaleit, you cannot put out a coal of wood because a coal of wood is already into the horizon. Kibui of matechet is not kibui because it's not really oxidizing. It's hot. So, kasha. So, if it's a gakalot shel eight, however, it's aser. Why is it aser? Itaka that the Rebbe Shimon severely, if you hold that he holds like Rebbe Shimon, why is it a gakalot shel eight is also mutter? Why would it be mutter? Because it is malacha shein tzvicha leguva. Now, there does not seem to be any relationship at all of holding the Gabi Zinim, Lokshain Tzvicha Legufa, which is entirely a Shabbos issue that comes from the concept of Melechus Machsheves, to the din of a Dovah Shana Mitzgavin. And so he says, what in the world is the connection over here? Okay, so he has his approach. But in any event, the question would be that if you would hold of Rabbi Shimon, the assumption is if you hold of Rabbi Shimon Lagabe, Dovah Shana Mitzgavin, then he should hold of Rabbi Shimon Lagabe, Melech Shana Tzvicha Legufa. To which the Gemara replies that the Dovah Shana Mitzgavin, Savalak Rabbi Shimon, and the Melech Shana Tzvicha Legufa, Savalak Rabbi Yehuda. What's the problem? Amar Abuna, Nesochim Shinit Ma'u, Oselehen Ma'aracha Bifne Hatzman Vesorfa, Mishum Shinema Bakodesh Ba'esh Kisarev. If you have liquids now that became tame, they are burned. And they're burned not together with the other things that become nifsal in the kodesh, which are solid. They're burned as separate liquids, and they're burned in their own separate, obviously not on the mizbeach, we say ma'aroch, we mean on the ground in the azorah. And tanyin amiyaki adam ba shemen ba menachot ba nisachim shenitbu'u. Even though Shmuel has tainet, that when they're kosher, you would actually put them on the Ishin. But when they're not kosher, they're burned separately. And this is probably because, the fact that it says Bekodesh Beish Tisarev doesn't prove that they have to be all separate. I mean, there's other things that are Bekodesh Beish Tisarev, and there's special in the Azorah. So why can't I do everything there? Just because, probably because it's not Nikar Srefasa. Because it's absorbed into the solids, and the Mela I don't see, which is a very interesting concept, because it means that the issue of burning kachin, which we see from other places, is not to burn it up, but it's itself an act of a particular mitzvah. Burning kachin tzum, that's why you can't do it on yontif and so on. So, ein sorfin kachin beyontif, it has its own unique kashivas, in which case I have to have a special ma'arocha for them. Omer lei Shmuel of Chana Bagadatha, Aitzili be'atzora, I'd like you to get 10 people together to make sure that I say this over to a minion. The Amal of Hakamai, I will say to you in front of them, Nisachim Shenitvo Oysa Lahem Maraka Bifnei Atzman Visor Fan Adren Amach Kalah Tadir Dan Hata Shenita Zalabege Zareza Ton Kibbutz. Here a whole new issue. The mitzvah in the Torah, mitzvah the Yeraisa, of washing a beged in which Dhammakata is touched. Fascinating new idea. That's the Marika Vishtita. We shall see tomorrow. That's what happens.
So then use the clothes as
well. Yeah, we just learned that.
That's nothing to do with use. It has to do with the fear of washing. The fear is the wash.
I thought they were dirty.